can go to Brian McGrath. Bush Christmas.
I think he come back a little notch today, really. Got the in-form Konski and Martin Harley.
If you had to choose one above the other?
I'd side with Bush Christmas. I think he's got a great attitude. And we've got the match practice, so I'd probably side with Bush Christmas.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Bush Christmas in front, and a well-deserved win it is for Bush Christmas. Goes on to win.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
All right, it is 6 to 7. There's some interesting text messages coming in at the moment regarding Peter Volandi's comments about the Melbourne Cup being moved. We'll kind of leave that for Michael Falgate, Matt Stewart and Gareth Hall. They can deal with those a little bit later on. We are racing today at Bendigo. Kelvin McAvoy will join us shortly. Matt Kamani, his value selection finished second yesterday, around about the $1.80 mark. We did place all up into his shorty that finished third, so we didn't quite get the all up yesterday. That's a bit unfortunate, but hopefully Kelvin McAvoy can help us shortly. But we've got to get the track information first from Bernard Hopkins. Bernard, good morning.
Morning, fellas. How are you?
We're going well. There's nearly 5 mils of rain in the city yesterday. What was it like up in Bendigo?
Yeah, we had a really windy day, but a really light shower that didn't even register. But so I had to put 5 millimetres of irrigation on yesterday because the wind was just drying the track out.
Okay.
So, yesterday afternoon, late in the afternoon, I put that extra 5 mil on, so I've had 30 mil of irrigation for the week.
All right, gee, that's a bit scary that you're having to do that in early October. So what does the track mean as a result of that?
Yeah, it's come up as a good four. We've got a good even grass cover across the track, and the rail's gone out 5 metres from the true position from the last meeting from a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, no worries at all. Thanks, Bernard. Have a good day today.
No worries. Thank you, sir.
Okay, you're back in straight into the hot seat.
Oh, yeah, no. We've got Kelvin McAvoy on the line. Morning, Cal.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
You're taking a nice hand here. You're taking 3 to Bendigo in race 2, number 6, In Heart's Wake. This 4-year-old mare, she's got a great second-up record and ran well first up.
Yeah, she really did. We sort of put her out a little bit further in distance first up, just felt that she needed that 14.50, and she really presented to win the race and just probably got a little bit tired late. She was entitled to do so, but she's trained on really well and stays at the 1400 second up, great second up record. Jamie Carr and her get on well, so she'll be very hard to beat, I believe.
Then over in race 5, you've got number 6, Royalty. Now, I'm a big Blinkers first time man, and Royalty won well at Bendigo last start, and you've put the Blinkers on.
Yeah, look, he's a horse that we've known that we've had these up the sleeve and know that he will really improve with them on. So he just took a lot of riding from Luke the other day. Luke had to get very vigorous on him, and he got the job done, but it wasn't the easiest watch. So, look, he's worked well in the Blinkers. Unfortunately, Luke's suspended today, and Damien Lane's going to take them out, but he's drawn well. He's done nothing wrong with his preparation. And, if the Blinkers improve him like we think they will, he'll be very hard to beat.
And over in race 6, you got the top of Yulong Savings, who last prep was in Pago Pago Group 3, was in good races in town. First up here, what are you thinking?
Yeah, we're dropping him down in grade, this horse. He ran poorly sort of in the Dane Hill. He got a bit keen in behind them, and he's just not doing things exactly how we want him to. I think we've got the talent there, but not when he's going to be pulling during the races and being a little bit ungenuine. So we've dropped him right down in class today. We've got taken the Blinkers off, put a visor on. He's obviously won here, and he's got to carry a little bit more weight, but he's earned that weight in running a bigger grade. So, but we've dropped the bar a lot here. We want to get him back in the winner's circle before we can reconsider running him some nice races.
$14, Waddy. Cal, what's your best? There are 3 nice chances.
Royalty's the best.
Oh, I think Royalty's a good horse. Are we heading to town after this? Is that what I'm sensing?
Yeah, look, I think so. It is a tough little race there. I see there's a couple. There's none out of his race. There's a couple out of Yulong Savings' race. But, yeah, I think if he does it all well today, Royalty makes no mistakes, and we see what we think he's got, he'll certainly be off to town next up.
Very good, Cal. Thanks very much for that. Good luck today.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
So just confirming that number.
Race 5, number 6, Royalty. Kelvin McAvoy, $3.50, TAB.
That might be us. George joins us as well. We've only got time for your numbers today, George, I'm afraid.
That's all right, Adam. You're doing a good job there. Hang in there, man. First leg, 3 and 6.
3 and 6.
Second leg, 7 and 8.
7 and 8.
Third leg, 1 and 11.
1 and 11.
And the lucky last, 8 and 13.
8 and 13. Now, the question I've got for you is, how long did it take for you to get home from Bell's Hotel last Thursday?
It wasn't too bad, actually. You know, I walked up to, at the Crown Casino, and I went across the river there and I caught the train, you know, but it wasn't too bad. It was reasonable. I reckon it took me about an hour and 15 minutes.
And were you happy with the reception you got from the fans there last Thursday? You're quite popular.
You got to do something. You got to make people laugh a little bit, you know. That was quite good, actually. It's very nice. I find it more interesting up here. What Peter Lalonde is trying to do is shift the Melbourne Cup. I just laughed, you know. It took us 20 years to get those overseas horses up here, and all of a sudden he wants us to shift it by a month. He's got rocks in his head.
Going to get you and Pete together for a bit of a chat, I think. Thanks, George. We'll catch you on Friday. News coming up at 7 o'clock.